As we welcome you back in here, Matt Harmon now joined at the table by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Give us his impression of this one so far. The Hawks leading Niagara by a score of 41-25. You know, Josh, Eddie and I both said, not always the greatest to play so far, but if you're Monmouth and you're on a nine-game losing streak and you're up 16 at half in your last home game, you'll sign for it. Doesn't matter how pretty or ugly it is tonight.
And not only just a nine-game losing streak, you know, recently they really haven't been playing all that well, especially on the offensive end. You know, they struggled to get the offense going both in the half court and in transition. You know, they scored 41 points. They're shooting 13 of 25 from the floor. If you're King Rice, you should have no complaints about that first half.
Certainly big reason why all of a sudden we're getting a consistent play out of Andrew Nicholas. He played 17 of the 20 minutes, went 6 of 8, 3 of 4 from the outside, 15 points. You almost wonder, boy, if you could have just gotten a little bit more of this during the course of the year. And hopefully it's the start of good things to come with the conference tournament. You know, he's hard to defend when he's making shots because you know one thing, he's going to take the shots. It's just a matter of whether he's going to make them.
Yeah, he really hasn't been all that consistent, not only during this losing streak, but really all season. You know, he's going to get his, 17, 18 shots a game. And, if he's hitting, seven or eight of them, you would probably sign on for that, but tonight he's shooting very well. And the thing with tonight is he's getting a ton of open looks. I don't know what Niagara is doing by slacking off and giving him that much space, but a lot of those jumpers have just been wide open looks for him.
For Monmouth, Josh, the one thing that we had talked about in the pregame, despite the conference tournament seeding still being up for grabs, if they win tonight, they know they're kind of locked into that nine spot, and they still could play either St. Peter's or Marist. That's still yet to be determined. But I always think, and Eddie and I talked about this before, the one nice thing about that being at least the nine and knowing where you're going to be going into that last game is you know when you're going to play. You know at 5 o'clock you're going to be on the floor. If you played at 7 or you played at 9, there's always a chance that game could get delayed because of overtime, because of injury, because of so many other things. At least you can just kind of keep a routine and not have to worry about standing around at all.
It's a good point, and I'm sure in the back of some of their minds, maybe they're thinking about Thursday going up to Springfield, but at the same time, you have to remember that going up to Siena on Sunday, that team is going for a 5 seed and a first-round bye, so they're going to come out and try and give them the knockout blow early. So that Siena game, they're playing for something, even if Monmouth isn't, so that's kind of a dangerous game going up there on the road Sunday.
You think about the overall structure of the conference tournament. Iona is locked up the top seed. Still, everything else after that is still up for grabs one way or the other for I would say 90% of it. The league has been balanced this year. I think even though Iona will go in as the top seed, I don't know that they're a overly prohibitive favorite in the tournament.
It's interesting, coming into the season, I feel like Manhattan, to a lot of people, was the best team in the MAC, and they were the prohibitive favorite. Then Iona went on that, 10 or 11 game losing streak. They're actually losing at Manhattan by 10 at the half right now. Those top four seeds, Iona, Manhattan, Canisius, and Quinnipiac in some order, I think they're a cut above the rest of the conference, and anything can really happen among those four teams. But if you look at that top four, it should be a really interesting week because, as we're seeing, Manhattan can play with Iona. Quinnipiac swept Manhattan. Canisius beat Iona. It should be a really interesting week with those top four next week.
This part of our Surf Taco halftime show, Monmouth leading Niagara by a score of 41-25. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. Check out any of their several locations around Monmouth and Ocean County. Matt Harmon, Josh Newman. Here, the final home game of the regular season for MU, up 16 on Niagara. What do you think, Josh? If you say, okay, Monmouth holds off, they win tonight, however the Siena game maybe goes on Sunday, what does Monmouth need to do to maybe put together a little bit of a surprising run going into the tournament?
They just need to keep plugging away. I really, it's a nine-game losing streak, but with the exception of Manhattan and the two Iona games during that streak, I don't think they played very poorly. I mean, four or five of those games, maybe an older, more experienced team, steals those games. I don't think they're playing poorly. If they keep doing what they're doing and they keep buying in, anything can happen. They lost to Marist by, I think it's a combined 6 points in two games. The two games against St. Peter's are both very, very competitive. Once you get into, that tournament atmosphere, on a neutral floor against a team that you've seen twice, especially that first round. I really do feel like they can beat Marist or St. Peter's, and anything could happen.
The final question before we let you go, and Eddie asked me this in the pregame show, and I had a rationale for my answer. Pick one or the other. You want St. Peter's or you want to see Marist for a third time?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I feel like Marist presents a little bit more of a matchup problem, specifically with Siobhan Lewis, their outstanding junior guard, who Andrew Nicholas had a lot of trouble with defensively, especially the second time. Marist has a very good center in Adam Campus Sr., a guy who's been through the wars. Khalid Hard, who's looking like the MAC Rookie of the Year. I feel like they, you know, despite what the scores were, I just feel like they match up just a little bit better with St. Peter's, who is comparable in that they're as young, if not younger, than Monmouth right now.
Okay. You're going a little different than what I had picked, but that's okay. I said St. Peter's just for the sake of the style of play. I don't feel like Monmouth is comfortable with what St. Peter's forces you to do, which is make the game pretty ugly and low scoring. And I just don't know if Monmouth at this juncture of a lot of these players' careers, if they can deal with that over the course. I would say talent-wise, I would agree. Style of play was my rationale for it.
It's a fair point. You know, St. Peter's offense is not great, but as you said, that's the best scoring defense in the MAC. They, you know, they like to slop the game up, and they'll get physical. That's another good point. Either way, I mean, they're going to be in for a battle Thursday, but at the same time, I don't feel like it's like an overwhelming disadvantage for Monmouth. I feel like they could take out either of those two teams.
Step number one is closing this one out. Monmouth halfway through. They lead Niagara by a score of 41-25. While we have Josh and we're talking conference tournament, let's run through our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. At the half right now, it's Fairfield leading the aforementioned Marist by a score of 40-25. Also, going to the second half, Manhattan 10 up on Iona, 45-35. One game tipping at 9 o'clock tonight. Canisius will play at Ryder. The Bronx still trying to fight things out and get that 5 seed as well. Top 5, get the bye. Tournament starts on Thursday. I know you will be there. I will be there as well. Always good to see you, my friend.
Always. Thank you.
Josh Newman sitting here with us courtside. Monmouth 41-25 up on Niagara. We step out for 2 minutes. We're back right after this with more Hawk basketball halftime show on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back courtside to the MAC as we move along on our halftime show. Presented by Surf Taco. And again, good food, good people, and good vibe. It's been a great vibe tonight in the MAC as Monmouth leads Niagara 41-25. As we take a look at our first half statistics, and it was a good one if you're an MU fan. They shoot 52% from the floor. They hit 4 of 6 from 3. They go 11-14 from the foul line. Now Monmouth paced by Andrew Nicholas, 15 points. Deion Jones had 10. Those two equaled the point total of the entire Niagara team in the first half. A great job by both of them. They combined for 8 of 13 shooting, including 3 of 5 from 3-point range. Hawks also had 4 points rather from Nowak and Ogero. Antoine Mason led the way for Niagara with 11 points in the first half of play. The Purple Eagles shoot 33% from the floor, but they just go 1 of 6 from 3 and 8 of 16 from the foul line. As we'll take our final timeout here at halftime, Monmouth on top of Niagara, 41-25. We step out for 60 seconds for the final time here on the Shore Sports Network.